Hachette Audio and Chuck D present This Day in Rap and Hip Hop History, written by Chuck D with Duke Eatman, Ron Maskell, Kate Gamble, and Jonathan Bernstein. Forward by Shepard Fairey. Read by Chuck D, Drez the Beatnik, and Shepard Fairey.
Hip hop is without a doubt the most influential and at its greatest moments, the most creative musical and cultural movement of the last 35 years. Today, the influence of hip hop permeates virtually every form of pop music and fashion. At age 11 or 12, I didn't exactly see the future clearly, but hip hop pushed its way into my life. It may seem strange now, but in the early 80s, I didn't think hip hop wanted me, a white middle-class kid from the South. Images of the South Bronx on fire and the media coverage of breakdancing and rapping made me feel hip-hop culture was off-limits to me as a cracker from the South with zero street cred. I loved Run-DMC and the Sugar Hill Gang, even though Rapper's Delight was the only song of theirs I knew. Eventually, I noticed hip-hop's influence on groups like Blondie with their song Rapture and the Tom Tom Club with Genius of Love. Ironically, it would be punk rock, though, the music culture that initially made me think I had to abandon all else that later brought me back to hip-hop. I started skateboarding in 1984 as an escape from team sports conformity. At that time, if you skateboarded, it was compulsory to dive into punk and hardcore music. I quickly discovered bands like the Sex Pistols, Black Flag, The Clash, The Dead Kennedys, The Misfits, and Bad Brains. As a frustrated teen, I loved the punk bands because they all had...